Cardinal George Pell was found guilty last November of sexually abusing two boys in the 90s, and in just 2 days we will find out what his sentence will be. But rather than the secrecy that shrouded his conviction last year, his sentencing will be broadcast live on Wednesday morning television. Nathaniel Keesing caught up with abuse survivor Reverend Greg Colby and head of abuse law practice at Shine Lawyers Lisa Flynn, whose firm is currently representing the family of one of the victims.
It's been almost 2 weeks since it was revealed to the public that Cardinal George Pell had been found guilty of sexually abusing two boys in the 90s. The ruling had been suppressed, but now we're able to peer directly into Pell's court proceedings, with his sentencing to be broadcasted live on television and radio on Wednesday morning. To explain the sudden shift in visibility of this case, I spoke with Lisa Flynn, the head of the abuse law practice at Shine Lawyers, about the court's choice.
I think it's a really positive step. The Victorian County Court, in making that announcement, said that it was committed to the principles of open justice, which is why they've decided to televise the screening. And I think that it is important part of our justice system that it is an open system, that justice is not only done, but it's also seen to be done.
Not everyone has been so enthusiastic about the broadcast, however, as Reverend Greg Colby, himself a survivor of child sexual abuse by his Catholic school principal, it describes his hesitation.
Courts of law are not meant to be media circuses. They're not there for the media. They're there for justice to be served. And justice isn't served in a TV news story or in a news presentation. I think it's great for ratings. It's great for people to be able to see it all. I don't know that I like it. I think it puts the focus on the perpetrator and what's happening for them, as opposed to the focus being on the victim and what they've been through to get to this point in their life. Now, I don't think that Pell should be... perpetrators should be not even mentioned anymore. Get no fame whatsoever. We forget them. And we talk about the victims, not the perpetrators. We talk about how they're surviving and what's happening for them, even if we don't name people. Like, here's something that we're all keen to see, what's going on. I don't think it necessarily makes the crime less severe, but it takes away the focus. It does take away from the focus on the fact that he's committed a crime, and it starts to be more about celebrity then.
While the circus does seem to have Pell at the centre, one voice that is often lost in the discourse is that of the survivors. Lisa Flynn explains what this sentencing broadcast could mean for these people.
I think that many will welcome it. I think that when the issue of child sexual abuse is discussed openly, I think that it gives other people the courage to share their experiences, and then in many cases, access to help that we need. So in too many instances, we see people that have suffered abuse, particularly as children, who sort of are forced into this secrecy. There's the shame. There's a lot of barriers for them to come forward. Another barrier is what exactly will happen in terms of the criminal justice process or the civil justice process. So anything that brings this issue out into this spotlight, and anything that really does make public the real issue that this is, I think will be welcomed by many survivors of abuse. I think that you can't underestimate the power of hearing others tell their stories and seeing others be believed for a survivor of abuse.
While there may be some great outcomes for such a traumatic case, Reverend Colby still has his reservations.
I think if we start doing it for one, what happens when we find the next well-known perpetrator? And what happens to people who have been abused by by well-known people and don't want to come forward because they don't want to be part of some media circus like this. You know, do they? You know, we risk people not being prepared to come forward because they don't want to be involved in media circuses.
Regardless of the outcomes of this live broadcast, Reverend Colby still had one lingering question.
Why is there not as much attention and as much energy being put into making right what's happened to the victims of these perpetrators and survivors? Why isn't there so much energy being put into making sure that all children are protected? If the church and if politicians and the media went to as much trouble and as much energy as they have done to try and make George Pell out to be a good guy, as they if they did that for survivors, we'd be miles ahead of where we are.
Reverend Greg Colby, ending that report by Nathaniel Keesing.